You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Hey everybody, Sean A. Russell here, Vegans Explore. At the time of this recording, it is It's December 31st. It's about to be New Year's, 2025. And I'm recording this to give you guys an update on where we are with Vegans Explore, give you a little bit of a recap of 2025, a glimpse into what 2026 is going to be, and just generally where we are going to be in the next coming months. Who knows what tomorrow may hold, but this is where my mind is at right now. For those of you who are brand new, maybe this is the first time you're seeing me or hearing about Vegans Explore. I don't know how you came across this video, but you're here. We're here now. We're going to have a little bit of a good time. I don't know if it's a good time, but the reason I'm making this video is I want to let you know what's in my mind, what I'm thinking of right now when it comes to Vegans Explore. Now, the mission of Vegans Explore is to become the world's largest vegan community. And if you watch a couple videos back, you probably hear me going on and on about how we're going to do this. Here's the whole plan. Here's the layout. Over time, I've kind of been fluctuating on exactly how I want to approach this, exactly what I want to do. And the mission is still the same, but the methodology might be a little bit different. I want to do something that I'm going to enjoy doing for the rest of my life. I don't want to put myself in a situation where I'm giving myself more work and ultimately just going to burn myself out again. I've gone through that road too many times with a lot of different communities that I've built. So where we are right now with Vegans Explore is, one, still committed to the daily podcasts that we've been putting out. You may have seen some interviews with some pretty big names in the vegan space come out in the last couple of days. Those are older interviews that we've done through SoFlo Vegans, how this all started back in 2016, 2017. So the video prior to this was our interview with Earthling Ed, which, by the way, was our first ever interview for the SoFlo Vegans podcast, which you can still check out at soflovegans.com. And what we're doing now is still going to be releasing daily episodes. I don't know what that's going to look like in the days to come, but it may be some older content. It may be this. It may be new podcast episodes, new interviews that we're scheduling, interviews that we've never put out. The cool thing about the interviews that I'm putting out right now, the majority of them have never been on YouTube before. Actually, probably people have never seen the videos of them before. It's all been audio. So while it is content that has come out before, it is debuting for the first time in video. So we have a lot more. We have over 100 episodes. Not all of them are good enough to put out again, but a good majority of them are. So I'll put out as much of them as I can that I feel that will provide value to you guys. So if you watch them and we're talking about some stuff that, you know, pre-2020s, it is what it is. Might be a good retrospective to say, oh, times are a lot simpler then. But the daily episodes I'm still committed to doing until November 1st, 2026. So where does that leave us as an organization? Where does that leave Vegans Explore going into 2026? Well, before we go into 2026, I do want to recap 2025 because it was a year of ups and downs, more downs on a personal level. But I feel like things needed to happen in order for me to shift to where we're going. And one of the big things that I shifted away from was trying to build the community, the internal infrastructure, before it was ready. And that meant bringing a lot of people on as I'm figuring it out. And there's a lot of work that gets to be done when you're figuring something out, especially something as big as wanting to build the world's largest vegan community, because I've done it on the local level. And I realized at a certain point, you're going to need to be able to scale. In order to scale, you need to have volume. In order to have volume, you need to have audience. In order to have audience, you need to have their attention. In order to have the attention, you need to have consistency. So there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle that I'm carrying and I'm calculating in my head. And it's hard to convey that to other people in real time as we're building the rocket ship taking off. So where I am right now is I had to shrink down. I didn't do it. I did it organically. It wasn't like a conscious choice. And then shrinking down the organization to just myself so I can figure out exactly what is that long-term sustainable system that's going to allow us to build the world's largest vegan community. And it's happening bit by bit. A lot of scaling back to scale forward. What's been amazing for me, and I like to use the word amazing, is the consistency of the daily podcast. If I didn't commit to doing the daily podcast, I probably would have gone into hibernation and come back out, you know, January, like, hey, this is what we're going to be doing. But this has allowed me to, one, be able to look at patterns in the way that we create content, two, really study the mechanics of content creation, which has led me down the pipeline of the Vegan Creator Con. The Vegan Creator Con from Jessica Cruz. Her organization is amazing. I joined that community. And that led me to the idea of, in order for me to build a community, I get to understand what it means to be a part of a community. Because my whole life, I've been building communities, but I've never really been a part of a community. Yes, I have been. That's a lie. I have been a part of community, but in a way where it's like my mission is to help build that community as big as possible. And that's what I want to do with the Vegan Creator Con. I want to support them so that other creators can learn from what they're doing, learn from what each other's doing, and to be able to utilize that platform for what it is we're doing. So I'm really excited about that for 2026. They're going to be launching a boot camp. I'm going to post the link in our comments so you can join that as well. They're doing it on the school community platform. I really like what she's doing. I've been a fan of hers for a while now. Connected with her a couple of years back at Seed Food and Wine, which I deeply miss. I know they had one in Austin. Hopefully I'll be involved with them this year. I was supposed to be involved, but then I ended up, you know, going on a brief hiatus during that time period where it's probably most crucial for me to support them. So apologies for that. And I hope that we can, if you're still doing it again this in 2026, we can work together. So the beginning of the year kicked off with a bang. We did the Vegan Foodie Fest with some powerful partners. And that was a huge success. A lot of work, and something probably wouldn't repeat again the same way. But it was great to kick off the year that way. Some cool events, some local events in South Florida really kicked up SoFlo Vegans again in a way that hadn't done in a long time. And I think the importance of me doing that was knowing that no matter how big it gets, it's not going to be at the scale where I want to be in my life. And I want to be able to have that look and feel in an organization, in a community, but on a multiple city layer level. And that's where I really want to be in my life. To me, it doesn't make sense to just do it in one place. It needs to be big enough where it's impacting millions of people. And I get to figure out what that looks like. So I think the importance of me going through that cycle again and almost like redoing SoFlo Vegans, you know, for January, February, March, April, all the way up until July. And I think it ended with Vegan Block Party. It was almost like a one last hurrah of me doing that because ultimately I ended up leaving South Florida really fully. I'm in Central Florida now. I haven't really tapped into Central Florida in the way that I would like because that's not really what I'm doing right now. I'm focusing on the global picture. And I'm not in a rush either. I'm not in a rush to launch this. I want to launch it the right way. And I feel like the way that I'm going to be launching it the right way is through content creation. And I feel like that's the power of me doing this daily podcast is because it's helping me figure out how to streamline my content creation process. And it's the best way to get a large audience, the way to get the attention, the way to draw people into what it is we're creating. And I feel like even videos like this, people may have tuned out already. Some people may be watching. If you're still watching, drop in the comments, let me know that you're still watching and you're following what I'm saying. But I feel like it's important every once in a while just to touch base with you guys and let you know what's going on. So we did some pretty big events. I'm really going to be showcasing those businesses and reels come tomorrow, January 1st. I've committed to Woo, this is big. Because I'm real big about my commitments. You know, I say to myself, the same way I'm committed to being vegan is the same way I'm going to commit to these commitments that I'm saying to you guys right now. So the same way I'm going to be committed to making a podcast episode every day until November 1st, 2026. And that's not to say I'm going to stop then. I don't know where I'm going to be then. I'm going to commit to posting on social for Vegans Explore and my personal once this goes out, I got to do it. And I'm a little under the weather, by the way. That's why I've been. That's why I haven't been gone on. Haven't been going on camera lately. I'm just deciding if I want to do this. Oh boy! Okay, I'm gonna do it. Oh boy, this is crazy. Okay. Every day. That's a lot of content. And the podcast. Okay. Every day I'm going to be posting on social for Vegans Explore and my personal brand, Sean A. Russell, on social. Okay. That's what it's going to take. All right. So a lot of great things happen over the, a lot of ups and downs. And the downs have really been growth maintenance. It's been me needing to shed certain things in my life in order to build anew, almost like burning the forest. It's not pleasant while it's happening, but ultimately there'll be a new growth. And yeah, I don't want to go too much into that because it's a bit of a downer, but I did lose some really close friends and I'll take full ownership on that. But ultimately I'm in a place right now where I'm focused on what's next. I'm focused on the growth of Vegans Explore. I'm focused on my personal brand, what I'm up to. I'm creating a lot of meaningful content that lights me up. So check that out. I'll drop that in the comments as well. And then what's coming down the road for Vegans Explore? We'll stay on Vegans Explore. 2026, we're doing the global tours. I did one in December. I have a whole bunch of content that I get to release from that. I did a little mini tour in South Florida before that, where I did a whole bunch of stuff in Palm Beach that I haven't put out yet. So I have a lot of content to put out in the weeks to come for Vegans Explore. And then I plan on going to Los Angeles a couple of times. I'm definitely going for Expo West. I've never been there, but I hear a lot of great things about it every single year. So I'll be there, Expo West, looking at all the different brands that are out there, as well as doing some local stuff in the LA area, meeting up with some people that are out there. And I believe that's going to be in March. In June, I'll be going to the Vegan Creator Con. I'll be there. What capacity? Who knows? There's a lot of time that's going to be between now and then for me to do amazing things. I'm clear on what they're looking for. So I have some goals of my own to like milestones to hit. And so those are two places I'm going for sure. New York. I'm for sure I'm going for New York. I don't know if it's going to be for the Plant-Based World Expo. I don't even know if it's going to be a thing. I know they're switching it up a little bit to be like more of a natural food show. So I don't know if I'm interested in doing that. But I will be in New York because I love New York so much. And there were so many places I didn't get to touch while I was out there. So New York is definitely a stop. Apologize for that. I'm also interested in maybe doing a North Carolina, Virginia thing. I feel like there's some really cool people out there that I want to connect with. And then I've been seeing a lot of good food out there as well. So there's Fang Sanctuary in North Carolina that I've been to before. So I like to build out those communities as well. So Austin is also on my list. I always wanted to go to Portland. And then I want to do a whole European thing again. So I'm also open, if you're watching this and you see kind of where we're going with this, you see the potentiality of all the cool stuff that we're doing, reach out, invite us, host us. You know, when I say host me, let me know, because I would love to come and check you guys out, check out your cities, check out your events. Ideally, when I go on these tours, I like it to be surrounded by a bigger event so that way I can meet as many people as possible. But I do want to be able to create like maybe like a meetup, go to an existing meetup, meet as many people as I can, connect with people, build communities while I'm out there, at least the foundations of a community. Because the other piece that I haven't talked too much about, and I was a huge part that I was just like, we're going to build the community and we're going to have this and we're going to have people. That's like putting the cart before the horse, right? So my thing is creating the resources, creating utilities. That's my big shift for 2026. Create the resources to help people build the communities. You know, provide the shovels, you know? So that's what I'm focusing on right now. So I'm building directories for all these cities that I've mentioned. So when I do go out there, people may have already known about what we're doing. They understand what we're value that we're creating, because what I'm creating is stuff that I'm not seeing. You know, I'm not seeing a very clean database of information regarding the vegan space. You have apps that exist, but it's like I feel like the apps are great, but there's a level of knowing what you're looking for that exists with an app that doesn't exist with something like a directory. And that's what we're really focused on, creating directories for restaurants, businesses, you know, anything you can think of. You know, people ask me questions all the time. I want to build directories around that, so that way I can embrace those brands as well as give people who may be building an app, give you guys that ongoing updated resource, so that way you can have this definitive list of everything that's out there. But more importantly, an ability for me to build those relationships and build content off of that. So it's a combination of creating a utility and creating content, mixing that together, and then representing the movement as the communications expert, the communications czar of the vegan community. So you have animal rights experts, I've probably done this rant before. You have all these different types of experts. I feel like where I sit firmly in the community is an expert when it comes to utilizing different forms of communication, because I've been doing it. I'm probably willing to bet I've been doing it longer than most people who are doing it. You know, this predates social media, predates YouTube. You know, I started 5 years after the World Wide Web was created. You know, that, you know, launched my first podcast, you know, in 2007. You know, so these are things that I'm excited to step into for 2026. And, you know, and there's no expectations. If it works, it works. If it doesn't work, I'll figure out how to make it work. But I know consistency is the key, and I'm excited for what the year brings. So this is the last official video for 2025. If you are watching it, if you're watching this, put in the comments, you know, what you look forward to seeing from us in 2026, or maybe tell me where you're from in the comments, so we can maybe decide if we want to go to where you are. And just look forward to a lot of amazing things from us at vegansexplore.com. And the other piece that I want to say too is we are working with different organizations, different agencies that are going to be supporting us with the whole fundraising side of things, because our ultimate goal is to have a representative in each of these cities where we're visiting. So that way they could be working, be boots on the ground, supporting the community, gathering the information, building the resources, and creating the utilities for the people that are in those cities, whether you're a content creator, you're a vegan, you're pre-vegan, a seasoned vegan, you know, you're a nonprofit, whatever you are, business owner, we're going to be supporting you guys with these resources. So that's what our goal is, to be able to have like a paid person, a boots on the ground, commission-based, whatever it is, that is focused on helping that city grow. And then collectively, as we're navigating the globe, we can create enough energy and momentum that, you know, there's this fire burning in my belly, this fire burning for everybody that is helping the vegan movement. Our goal is to make your lives easier. You know, we are a movement for the movement. We are designed and developed to help make your lives easier so you can do the work that's necessary to support the animals, to support the planet, to support human beings. This is what we're about. And I'm excited to be on this journey with you guys. So thank you guys so much for hearing me ramble. I appreciate it. I do these every once in a while just to check in with you guys, know where we are. And if you're watching this in 2026, I hope you're having a blessed, amazing New Year, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.